It's time for Struds On. Barbecues.
We're talking about white buns, small wieners.
Hooking.
Yeah, just put your stick right in the back of my pants.
Black licorice.
Will you give me some black licorice? I'm all over that. Oh, like Miss Pac-Man pounding it.
It's time for Struds On.
Knowing the details. I love Kijiji. I've shared about my love of Kijiji, where I try to buy and sell stuff on there. It slows down. It kind of goes in ebbs and flows. But right now I'm selling some items on there that, you know, cluttering up the house, and I have some time. And I don't understand it. I take pictures of the items. I put them up. I give them some information, you know, the size, the make, you know, whatever the case may be, whatever information you might have. And it's never ends. It never fails that I'll get an email from Connor, a return thing. Hey man, this looks great. I'm really interested in these. What size are the boots? What do you mean, what size are the boots? I put them in the ad. So do people just look at Kijiji and don't even like read the ads? They just look at pictures. Should I take pictures of what the actual size is, or what the make is, or whatever the case may be? Like, I don't get it. You can see it in the ad. There's a picture that shows you what they look like. You can see that they're not big, or they are big, whatever the case is. But then read the info. That's why there's the picture, there's a title, and then there's subsequent information you can put in there. I just put all the details in there. I don't write a long thing. I'm not a poet. I'm not writing a huge novel. I just give you the bare bones. This is what the type. These are what I have. This is the sizing and all that fits. If you're interested, let me know. Boom. But I swear, I've probably got 20 responses on these items, three different items, and I've had probably five or six. What size are they? What do you mean what size they are? They're right here. And then what chaps me even more, I'm selling some ski boots. They're size 10, like whatever it is, size 10 in or size 25, let's say, in ski boot talk. Well, the question is, well, what size is that in regular shoes? That's not my job. My job is to tell you what I'm selling. My job is to tell you what if that's going to fit your son. Do you want to bring your son or daughter over, like Cinderella, and see if I can fit it on their foot? Like, that's not my job. You have to find, so one guy wrote, like, look at a sizing chart. Like, that's not my job. My job is to tell you what I'm selling and what the sizing is. You figure out what it is. I don't understand Kijiji people. Like, not everyone, but some.
It seems like irony is a dish best served hot.
Why is that?
Here we are now. Connor, did you just listen to what he had to say here? You heard everything he said, right? He's very upset that people on Kijiji are rattling him.
Similar to the guy who
would brag on this exact very show not long ago how, you know what, sometimes I just like to have a beer and go online and just chirp with people.
I do.
So, hey, buddy, you know what happened? This is called Kijiji Karma. I think this is Kijiji Karma. And, oh, by the way, did you happen to know the name of one of the person who asked what size it was?
Well, I got all the names. I keep them all for dog, because I don't want people circling back. Oh, this is another topper. Someone wants to buy it. You know, I have them listed for, I think, $100. Someone wants to come in at 70. So I'm like, okay, I'll 75. I'm like, yeah. And I always leave room, right? You always leave a little bumper there in any negotiation. I'm like, yeah, no problem. Then they come, well, my husband wants it for 60. Like, well, I already went down from 100 down to 75. I said, so now it's a matter of principle. I'd rather give them away, so I'll do 70. So it's only $10, but to me, it's just the principle.
Wow, they
so I stick
dominated
it to you.
You in that
No. So I'm like, it's like watching LeBron James the way I operate on Kijiji. But yes, I did consider some people messing, but they're not. They're not like that at all. My issue is that they're not being funny, but they also don't read all the information. It's all there.
But the best part is, maybe they're just the struds on the other end, and they're getting at you, because right now the easiest thing is, if it says in the ad size 10 shoe, and the person says, what size is it? And you respond, guess what, Struddy? You only have yourself to blame, because the ad's right there. Don't respond, because what happens is, by responding, is now you're looking desperate. The person's like, oh, look, he's responding to my inane question. That means he's getting no responses. So I could probably lowball him even more here. You have to learn to just not respond to that person and move on.
But I can recognize when someone's trying to mess with me.
I know all the
tricks.
I don't think you can. The listening to the last seven minutes.
Wow. It's just,
I don't think you can.
But my whole thing is, when you look at it, when you just look at the information. This goes for anything, Greg. Like, if you send me an email, like, hey, Struddy, let's meet for a beer at wherever, at whatever. But just let's meet here at 7 o'clock. On the rocks, yeah, at 7 o'clock. Then 2 minutes later, I text back, where are we meeting? What do you mean, where are we meeting? I just sent you the text. But I think people are so used to just scanning things really quick. They don't actually do any research. They don't get that, like, suck in the information. That's my trouble. That's where I go off the time. It just completely bothers me.
This guy said, just reply with RTFA.
What's that?
Read the ad.
Maybe I will slide that in there. But I try to be polite. Like,
I'm just loving this right now because you were so telling us how one of your favorite pastimes is going on Kijiji and rattling people. And now they are just in your kitchen rattling your pots and pans. Because you know what's going to happen? Every listener out there is going to track down Strutty's Kijiji account now.
Sure.
And just go and ask for sizes. It's awesome.
They can. And there's no doubt. And listen, I love Kijiji. Like, this doesn't mean I don't like Kijiji. I still love Kijiji. And when Connor gets married, I will buy Connor's wedding gift off of Kijiji. And he's going to love it. And I'm going to get twice as much because I'm going to get such a deal. But it just read the ads. That's why I don't understand.
He's going to get a signed Juju Schuster-Smith picture for
TikTok
Connor.
Picture.
Oh, that'll be awesome.